I have my annual physical today, which I'll tell you, a physical at my age now and a physical back when I was a young man are two totally different things. And it got me to thinking of, you know, the dentist and the doctor and which one I fear the most. I actually love going to the dentist. For the most part, I don't have any issue. I fall asleep when they're cleaning my teeth, believe it or not. Of course, I can fall asleep anywhere. If I had to pick, dentist, hands down. Because as you get older, going to the doctor's job is to find all the things that are wrong with you. And even the things that you didn't think were wrong might be wrong. I'm sure most of us have a pretty good general sense and idea of maybe how healthy or unhealthy we are. I mean, could I stand to lose a few LBs? Clearly. Could I be in better shape physically? Clearly. Could I, you know, are there different aches and pains in places there wasn't aches and pains and, you know, different things that are like, what's that? Do I have one on the other side? You know what I'm saying? So that when you go to the doctor, I think there's a little bit of fear involved now when it comes to that kind of stuff. So, but knowing what I know and knowing, you know, the history, you know, family history and things like that, it is important to get the hood popped every now and again to make sure everything's where it needs to be and everything's running the way it's supposed to be. Now, none of us are going to get out of here alive, but we all want to stay here as long as possible for, you know, our families. So, I mean, as scary as it may be, you know, whether it's, you know, something, it could be anything, especially at my age, it could be anything. You just got to do it. But I'm on like a 12-hour fast. Actually, I'm going to be on a, because of my schedule, I haven't eaten anything since like probably 8 o'clock last night. And my blood test is like 2. And I can't even have caffeine. I can't have anything. So, yeah, this is pure Dawn power right here. And I'm not looking forward to the blood test thing either. So, doctor or dentist, which one is worse? 208-522-9696. Maybe you hate them both. I don't know. Seems to be a dentist on every street corner. Matt, which one is worse to go to, the doctor or the dentist?
Well, I don't have to see a dentist because I lost my teeth a long time ago. It would be the doctor because with my heart condition and everything, it's kind of scary.
Yeah. The older you get, the scarier the doctor is, right?
Yeah. You try to put it off and it's like, oh, do I really want? I don't want. No, I don't want. And then you do it and then you find out something else is going on.
They always say, well, wouldn't you rather know?
Yeah.
Guess so, but at the same time, you know, I mean, Can we get a little good news up in here? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. It'd be nice to have good news once in a while.
Well, I'm no doctor, but here's some good news. Just for calling in, you are in to win 4-day wristbands to Country Fan Fest on Friday morning. The other good news is I can play a song for you. What would you like to hear?
Something from Garth Brooks, anything.
Well, after last night, I think you know the song I'm going to pick, and I will play it for you next, 208-522-9696. You know, going to the doctor's kind of like taking your car to the mechanic, you know? Yeah, my front end's a little bit out of alignment, no doubt about it. Doctor or dentist, which one do you loathe?
Don't loathe either one, but I'd have to agree with you. The one that makes me more nervous about going to for the results is my doctor.
Yeah.
I know my teeth are in good shape, but at my age, I have health problems.
Yeah, I don't want to hear any new symptoms, any new diagnosis. I don't want to hear any new medications. I want to hear, hey, you're in pretty good shape for your age. You could stand to do this a little more and this a little less and, you know, just do the best you can and be on your way, sir. But I just have a feeling it's going to be more like, so we're concerned about this. Maybe you should do this to help that. And have you ever heard of this? I don't want to hear that at all.
Yeah, no.
What are we talking about? Oh, the doctor. Nice case of white coat syndrome is what I get when I go in nowadays.
Yeah.
They're like, why is your blood pressure so high? Oh, I don't know. I'm afraid of you. Yeah. Oh, and what you're gonna tell me? Oh, well, okay. Yeah. How much is gonna cost me, right? Okay, which is worse, going to the doctor or going to the dentist?
You know, I think the dentist.
Yeah, why?
I don't like the smells in there.
Well, I know one smell that you might smell if you go to the dentist if somebody's getting a lot of drilling done, that smell of burnt hair. Ugh.
Yeah.
Which is nasty.
No,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, and those big giant needles, those giant shots they have. What is that all about? Like, we put a man on the moon in 1969. We can't come up with a better way to deliver a painkiller than without these giant cartoon shots now. I mean, what's going on?
I know, right?
And then they put it in there, and then they move it around, you know?
Here, let's pry it back and forth.
Yeah. Did you notice before they even do it, they hide it from you?
I know.
Even they know how scary and ridiculous it looks.
There's just nothing good about the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, if you have to go to the dentist to, get a tooth pulled or some bridge work or a root canal and they need to whip out the big shot and the drill, that's no bueno. Doctor or dentist, which is worse?
I like them both, so not a big deal.
You like them both? Like, you look forward to it?
Well, I don't know that I look forward to it. It's just kind of a necessary evil, and I don't have any issues with them.
Oh, that's good. Well, you must not have any issues, period. So there you go. That's good.
I do. I have more than probably the majority, but, that's the reason I go there.
There you go. Yeah, imagine if you didn't have the doctor, dentist, you had to deal with all that on your own.
That would be a problem.
Yeah, I mean, vice grips, you can only pull out so many teeth. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and I mean, I don't know about whatever else may ail you, but I'm sure I would run out of things in my medicine cabinet. You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes there's not enough in the medicine cabinet. You got to go to the liquor cabinet.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about.